This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. We're talking about healing and the fact that God heals through His Word. You were born again by hearing the Word of God. God created the worlds by His words, and everything that was created by the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit operating there also. But God works through His Word. He sent His Word and healed them, it says in Psalm 107, verse 20. God's Word is alive, it's active, it's more powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And the Bible says, no word of God is void of power. That's the correct translation of Luke 1:37. If you look at it in a literal translation, in that verse it says, no word of God, it's the word logos, word. No word of God is void of power. The word of God is like a seed. It will reproduce after its kind. 2 Peter chapter 1, Peter's recounting that he was on the Mount of Transfiguration and he saw Jesus transformed before his eyes. But then he said this about the Bible: we have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the day star rises in your hearts. In other words, if you'll meditate on these healing scriptures that we're giving you, if you'll listen to what the Word of God says on healing and not what man says, the light will come on and you will have faith to receive healing, just like you had faith to receive salvation. The entrance of His Word gives light. You got to let it into your heart and into your head. You've all had experiences, I'm sure, where the Word of God lit up. Some people call that a rhema word. That's not really probably biblically correct. I'm sure the light came on up on the mountain with Peter. But nonetheless, that's for him. That's not for somebody else. But I remember Christmas Day 1967 when God revealed Himself to me. I had gone to a church service. I didn't know it was a church service. I just heard Christmas carols. And I was feeling sorry for myself. I was feeling alone. And I heard these Christmas carols and I walked in and we sang some Christmas carols and the chaplain said some words. I have no idea what he said. When I walked out of there and I'm walking, all of a sudden I knew that I knew that I knew there was a God. I'm convinced, had I not gone in there and worshiped God, you know, most Christmas carols didn't used to be jingle bells and all these silly things. They were Christmas carols. They were about Christ. They were worshiping God. Oh, come all ye faithful. So I had heard the word. I had worshiped God. Not that I even believed in God, but I believed in Christmas carols. And all of a sudden, I knew that I knew that I knew there was a God. The light came on. But that isn't normally how God works. And that won't help anybody else other than help them to seek God. But the Word of God, the light will come on from the Word of God. Amen? A man used to say this, he who believes has. When you believe, you have. If you don't have it, keep believing, you'll have it. When the light comes on, you can see it, you can have it. Amen? The Bible says we're to run this race looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He's not the author and the finisher of our course unless you realize it's a faith course. The course that we're on is a faith course. It says we're to run the race looking unto Jesus. And that means away from everything else. So you can't look at Jesus and something else. You can't look at the Word of God and symptoms. You cannot. You have to become single-minded. We run the race looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher or the perfecter. You know, baby Christians are like babies. They think they're faith is perfect. You know, little children, they think they've got it, but we haven't got it until you got it. Amen. He who got it has it. He who believes has. So we run the race looking unto him. Well, he's the Word of God. He's also seated in heavenly places as our high priest, and we can look at his example. Jesus was not a quitter. Amen. He had ample opportunity to say, you know, I'm not sure this is worth it. But he didn't. And in Jesus' day, he had to correct some theology. He said, you've heard that it was said. He said, but I say. Well, we've heard it said today that God doesn't heal, but that's not God speaking. There are people in Jesus' day who claim to speak for God, and there are people today who claim to speak for God. Only the Word of God brings light. But this is God speaking. And if it isn't here, it isn't God. Amen? Only the Word of God brings light. Only the Word of God brings results. God watches over His Word. It said back there in Peter, no Word of God is of private interpretation. It's not, let me tell you what I think. Let me tell you, no, it means what it says, and it's normally pretty clear what it says. Amen? And if on a subject you can't quite figure it out, there's probably 50 more scriptures that are clear. And they'll explain that one. Amen? Joshua said this just before he died. Joshua 23:14. Behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. And you know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All have come to pass for you, and not one word of them has failed. Now, does that mean that they all had it just like cherries falling off a tree? No, they had to go in and they had to do something. They had to possess the land. You have to possess the promises of God. You have to possess healing. That means you have to leave other things. They couldn't possess the land until they crossed the Jordan, which they weren't willing to do for the first generation. And what happened? They all died in the wilderness. Not God's plan. Some people say, well, if God's plan, if God wants it, it'll happen. God wanted the children of Israel to go into the promised land, but of the adult generation, 20 years old and upwards, only two made it in. That ought to tell you God's plan doesn't come to pass with disobedience and rebellion. Amen? But God's word is forever settled in heaven. So you have to make up your mind that the Bible is God's word, is God speaking to you. It's now. It's today. You know, the Bible uses this expression, the word of the Lord, 255 times. The expression, thus saith the Lord, is found 815 times. And the Bible is still, thus saith the Lord. Amen? You know, years ago, I stopped at a garage sale, and I don't know who lived there, but they had a group of books, a whole bunch. And of course, we have today large commentaries on the Bible. Kind of funny you could have this many commentaries for this much, isn't it? And this particular was a Jewish commentary. And I saw why they were selling them, because they were so moldy and musty, I had to eventually throw them away too, because they reeked. But as you opened it up, it was just page after page after page after page of what you could do on the Sabbath and what you couldn't do on the Sabbath, and all kinds of man's ideas about what God had said. You can be sure this is the more sure word of prophecy. If the Bible says, and it does, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And then it says, I never change. Then guess what? He's the Lord that healeth thee, and it hasn't changed. A guy could have so many letters behind his name that it takes 2 pages to print them. It doesn't change the Word of God. And you'd do well to take heed to the Word of God if you want to receive from God. Because you don't receive from God by the traditions of men, which Jesus said make the Word of God of no effect. Amen? The Word of God. The Bible says we're recreated by the Word of God. The Bible says that if we'd renew our minds by the Word of God, Romans 12, 1 and 2, we would know the perfect will of God. The perfect will of God, Jesus came to undo the works of the enemy. We're going to talk about that next week. Sickness is a work of the enemy. Amen? Jesus came to undo it. How is it undone? When we stay in the Word and we renew our minds and the light comes on instead of the darkness, and we can receive from God. If you doubt anything, just think how you were born again. You were not born again until you heard that Jesus Christ died for your sins and you could receive Him as Lord and Savior. The light came on and you responded to that and you were born again. That's how God does everything. He sent His Word and healed you. Amen? He sent His Word. What you need from God is in this Word. God will watch over it to perform it. Turn over to Acts 20, 32. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Paul knew that he was going to Rome in chains. That was his choice. It was God's will that he go. And so he called the leaders of the church at Ephesus together and he spoke to them. And he said, so now, brethren, I commend or I present you to God, just to God, no, and to the word of his grace, which is able. It has the ability to do what? To build you up and to give you an inheritance. Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today, tuning into this radio program. As we've been announcing for several weeks, we now have healing school every Thursday night at 7 p.m. The lesson that you heard today was an excerpt from our healing school, and we are emphasizing the fact that we base our faith, we base our knowledge, we base our beliefs on the Word of God, not the word of any man, not the word of any textbook. The Word of God is our textbook, and God watches over that word to fulfill it. So we are having healing school Thursday nights at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. You're all welcome to come. And I sincerely believe the body of Christ needs to get a revelation that God still heals today. And He does it through His Word and through His Spirit and through you, the body of Christ.